Good morning. It's Thursday, the 10th of April. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. In a dramatic change of policy, President Trump has announced a 90-day pause for most of the countries he hit with big import tariffs, but has singled out China for even higher taxes. A further increase of up to 125% with immediate effect. Trump said only the baseline 10% would remain in place, while negotiations were held with governments that had to ask to make deals. The EU announced yesterday some retaliation for the American tariffs on steel. The incoming German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the pause announced by Trump was evidence of the importance of a united front. He called for the removal of all tariffs on transatlantic trade and said that would solve the problem. American stock markets surged immediately when President Trump announced his change of heart. The Grand Ducal couple and Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel were in Strasbourg yesterday at the Council of Europe. In his speech, Bettel addressed a number of geopolitical issues. Regarding US tariffs, he spoke out in favour of cohesion and diplomacy instead of individual counter-reactions. As Trade Minister, he said Europe finally has to think globally, harmonise its defence industry and change competition rules. Speaking on the Ukraine war, Bettel said Luxembourg would support the rapid implementation of a special court to investigate war crimes. In national news, the beginning of the year has been drier than average and farmers are starting to worry. Despite the general public enjoying the sun and lack of rain or snow, fears are that if the weather situation does not change in the upcoming weeks, it will have a negative impact on this year's harvest. In addition, the cold nights are harmful to crops. Dominican Republic rescue workers have ended the search for survivors of a nightclub roof collapse as the death toll surpassed 180 in the Caribbean nation's worst disaster in decades. And according to a new long-term study in Germany, receiving a universal basic income makes people happier without causing a drop in employment. Researchers found that participants who received a basic income were no more likely to leave their jobs, reduce their working hours, or see a decline in work-related income. However, their overall well-being and mental health improved significantly. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Football Champions League games from last night, Robert Lewandowski scored twice as a rampant Barcelona thrashed Borussia Dortmund 4-0 in their quarter-final first leg, and Paris Saint-Germain won 3-1 against Aston Villa. Today are the quarter-finals in the Europa League. The matches are Tottenham versus Eintracht Frankfurt, Lyon are playing Manchester United, Glasgow Rangers versus Athletic Bilbao, and Lazio Rome versus Bodo Glimt. And six new events have been added to the Olympic swimming programme, with 50-metre backstroke, butterfly and breaststroke to be contested for the first time at the 2028 Los Angeles Games. Previously, only freestyle was raced over the sport's shortest distance, despite all four strokes being on the schedule at the World Championships. It will be dry and it will be cloudier, especially in the beginning of the day. Morning temperatures will be between 3 and 5 degrees. By the afternoon, it'll warm up to 13 to 16 degrees. The clouds will dissipate and let the sun shine through again.